To summarize, there are many small but significant changes to become familiar with in AWIP's 1711. There are a number of enhancements to the Tropical program in 1711, including the implementation of storm surge watches and warnings. For more information, see the new training module in the CLC coming in April titled Changes to the Tropical Program for 2017. Three additional forecast hours have been added to the HER and RAP models. The radar applications menu has been removed from the dedicated radar menus and can now be accessed only from the radar menu itself. The high-res topo map overlay now shows bodies of water that outline continents in black instead of blue. The DMD sales data coming in RPG build 18 will be displayable in D2D, but the scan DMD time height display will filter it out. HPN QPF data is displayable in the volume browser, but it's still broken in the FFMP ratio and diff displays. In regards to the AWIP's interactive reference, you no longer need to log in to launch the VLAB references from the product legend. Additionally, there is a new simple advanced interface, with the simple being the default. The multi-sensor precipitation estimator has been better integrated into the AWIPS 2 infrastructure. There are lots of AWIPS infrastructure changes for the focal points to become familiar with. So focal points, please see the living release notes to ensure a smooth build install.